to say that Poshut wanted to dedicate first of all this year to my late father, Shlomo Ben Tzvi, to the outside tonight. Now, I just want to read something in Rambam, and, you know, looking back and seeing back of it on Shabbos, and I was reading over and over again, I never changed to look back at my notes, but I think the Rav, I'm going to point out something which the Rav pointed out, but first I want to read it, because it looks very strange, the section. It goes like this. I'm reading Kapach's translation. I could have read a different translation. Doesn't let me know. Okay. Vashir is after he talks about Ner Chanukah with Malchus Yovan B'Sof Malchus Sein. I'm coming back to this because the next part of the Ramban is going to be nogei to this. Vashir nearly Kimashich Shilom was Marshal those the previous people who were Moina Minyan Mitzvahs. Bezeh, who, and that they counted Chanukah and Purim Minyan Mitzvahs, Chanukah and Ner Chanukah Mikum Megillah, who sha'onu mevorchim al dvorim elu asher kirishana b'mitzvaysov v'tzivonu al Mikum Megillah. Ulahadlik ner v'ligmo sahara v'shoa talmud heichat tzivonu. The Omu Miloy Sosu. Okay? Now, just plain here, L'chira, the Raya is nit from Asher Kirishan of Mitzvah Yisrof, because that really goes on Tayag Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs in general. Asher Kirishan of Mitzvah Yisrof. Shh! But it goes in the word V'tzivonu, and it goes on the fact that the brachas are very specific. It doesn't say lasois mashit sivui rabbonon, right? But it says sheker yishon v'tzivon v'tzivon. That's what he says. That's why he's very careful, and he quotes the nusach. Asheker yishon v'tzivon v'tzivon u'al mikro megillah. U'lahad l'kner. Okay. Bulik, what do you have? What? What does he have there? Okay, but the truth is, this is in the Arabic, that's clear in the Arabic. The Arabic, Asher, Kirishanav, Mitzvah, Vitzivon, Amiko, Megillah, Ulahad, Lekneh, Veligma, Sahalo, Vesual, Al Talmud, that means the Talmud asked, Heichon, Sivonu. Okay, good. Say that. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying who cut out what. I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you, let's just try to see what the Rambam said. Okay? V'im omnom mikach mishum kach monu. Notice again, let's be very careful. The Gemara only mentions Lo Yisosel. Right? Yeah, right, correct. Let's keep cheshbon, okay. That's Vishal HaTalmud Heichan Sivonu. Okay. V'omu Milay Sasa. V'im Omnom Mishum Kachmonu Hare Ro'ui Sheyimnu Kol Dover Shumudar Bonon. See, here's something very strange happens. He makes a jump and does something and moves away to a whole new purview. Called Rabbonon, okay? Now, I want to show you something, and then I'll explain to you, I'll tell you what I think the Rav said, and I just want to go back and explain everything slowly, okay? Kivin shekol ma shetzivu chachomim lasais, v'chol ma shetzhilnu mimenu, kvar nitztavu Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai, shetzavu oisano l'kaimon. Okay? Because the mitzvahs of the Rabbonon go that we have to do everything the Rabbonon said. Okay? For who omroi al pi hatera sheirucho va mishma sheirumelucho ta'aseh. Then he's talking about now the anaseh, correct? V'yishilnu mila'avo al divreyem b'shum dovo mima shetiknu. Okay? Now the word tiknu over here Kapach points out, and it includes both Gzeiris and Takonis. Okay?
I have all Gozer.
I understand. No. Now, that's why the word Gozer was a mistake. It's Olomdu. Okay? And Gozer means that it was a very poor translation. It means they derive things with Lemidios. It means you give me this, I tell you the rest of it. So he's talking about Gzeris and Takonis, you give me this. So I tell you the rest of it. Okay? And that goes on Mulavo Divrayim Mimashi Tiknu or Gozru, where the Tiknu that means that. O Lomdu me he translates it Korach Vu Omri Alpi Atera Sheilucha Mishmashi Omlucha Tase Vishilnu Milavo Bedov Mimashi Tiknu Oisai. Oi, lomduhu, and he puts in brackets, b'yud gimu midis. V'oma leisos ben adova sheyagid lecho. Okay? Okay. So now, it seems to be a very broad attack. Okay? And then, v'ilu hoyenimne ko mashu mit rabonan b'chal sheshes le'mitzis Sheish meoiz the shalishes the mitzvahs, kivichu nichlau bchlau omroi yisale loisoso v'al mishpah sheyomu lecha taase. The loisos say in the asse, correct?
You have that also.
What?
Took out the words again here.
That's very clear. That's here. One second, loisoso mikol adam sheyigid lecha v'al mishpah sheyomu lecha taase.
It just says loisoso, but it's taking all the words.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Okay, good. Okay, now, v'al mishpat sheyom lecha ta'ase madua nisyachtu elu mizulason. Okay, ukmo. Then he does something. See, there's a very strange thing over here. I think there's a certain sense of confusion over here, and I'm not sure exactly. I'll tell you what the Rav said, but you know, it's written in a confusing way. Ukmo shemono ne Chanukah, umiku Megillah, kacho yumoinim netilas yodayim, ve'eruvin, shahare onu mevochim, asheker shem mitzvah, v'tivon atilas yodayim, v'al mitzvahs eruv. Kmo shemono mevochim, umiku Megillah, and nusach levochim, according to the Rambam, Ulahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. It's both the nusach in here in Shurashim and also in Mishneh Torah. Okay, va'kol medrabonan. And then he goes on with my machleim, my mishneh, with netilas yadayim. V'feish shomu, my mishneh and mitzvah, my mitzvah ma'bayi mitzvah shmor devi chachamim. Kmo shomu, mikra megillah, ne'er Chanukah, heichan tzivon, melei sozo. Ukfan is boyer, she called Masha Tiknu, Hanavim Aleyem Asholem, Shomdo Achim Moshe Rabbeinu, who Gam came with Rabbon. Okay? So, this is very long, okay? Okay, it's a long, you know, discussion over here. But it's very confusing. I'll tell you why. Because at the beginning and at the end, you get the impression that it's a very, very small discussion limited to mitzvahs d'rabbonon, which the rabbonon machadish, and which we say a bracha on. And he starts out when he is ki'ilu, what is the source of the mistake of the halachos gedolos? What does he say? He says because of the bracha, correct? So that's what he asks at the end. He says, "I will make a bracha on erev and also on the tilas adayim, and the halachos gedolos doesn't count that." Okay, correct. So that's the problem over here. Okay, but in the middle, so You know, he could have said, "Vo'amu alpi." You see, this whole discussion in between, "Ve'ilu hoyinim lekol mashu midrabanan." Bichlal sheish meis v'sholish esri mitzvahs, which really is following his quotation that there's a loisosu and a kol sheirucha al dover shetiknu or shalomdu b'yud gimel midos, l'chay refers to all the rabbonans. Okay, and then afterwards he goes back to the mitzvahs, right? Asher he talks about nusram ma'abok. So, you know, it's written in a very confusing way. And the truth is, the Rav assumed it was a two-pronged attack, but it's a very strange thing. Because a two-pronged attack, you're really not starting with a nusar ha-brocho, or nusar ha-brocho was the reason for you to begin to think about it. That because of Leisosu, there might have been other mitzvahs. And then the question is, are you counting only the mitzvahs mechudoshos, which then you can say Tilas Yadayim and Erev also, or are you counting all the drabonans? Okay. And the Rav pointed out, okay, that L'chira, it's Chol Be'etz Misaydin. And the better argument to count is the mitzvah mechudoshos. Because the mitzvah derabbanon really, in Chaloshem, the mitzvah derabbanon, see, for example, when I violate Shabbos, there's a Craig, we'll see about this, and I'll mention this more, but I'll just give you the broad outline. When, for example, the Rav used to quote Reb Kreger that I think maybe it's a Sinebez, a Shokoloch, a Yodea, as a suffix, but it's a Rishonim already. That a person who violates a Shavuos on Shabbos might be Meshumer L'Kol HaTorah Kula. We call it Mumur is the censored. It's the censored version. Meshumer L'Kol HaTorah Kula. So how could it be? So he said, the issue is that Shavuos Rabbanan were not Mekadesh separate Isur. Shavuos is a Melachim with Rabbanan. That's what he used to quote the Melach Hashanah. We'll see about it more or less that the Yontif is an Asay Veloysis, because every oil of the Elon, every time you oil of the Elon with the Rabbanan, you're an Isur Melacha. Okay? So it's not something new. It's something you tack on to the old thing, in other words, of Shabbos, or whatever the Rabbanans are. And every Rabbanan is an extension of the Reisah, but it's a new mitzvah. Okay. Now, I just want to just get clear the air over here, okay? So, the truth is, I understand this argument in terms of that in anything a Yisuri Bia, the Yisuri Bia with Rabbanan, I really know, or Shabbos, or whatever that. I understand, okay? But you have to ask yourself all takonos and what they are exactly. Maybe they're not mitzvahs, I don't know what a takona is, they make a takona, maybe it could be mitzvah, can't be matter. I'm not sure, because when we use the word takona, he uses the word gzeira and takona. But there is a takona derech mitzvah, if you remember, and it's a takona which is not derech mitzvah. So I'm not sure how far and what the Rambam really meant to include over here, because in his discussion of what he meant, he only deals with Erev and the Tilas Yadayim. He doesn't talk about the other things. Okay? We don't know how far he wanted. And what's the strangest thing, and then I'm just going to go and start saying this shit, this is the outline, okay? The strangest thing over here, he goes out of his way to explain Yud Gimel Midos. And he's saying Yud Gimel Midos is also Drabonim. So here, it's so confusing, and instead of shedding light on the issue, he confuses us completely. because the whole second Sheresh is based on the idea that you don't want to count those things you learn in the Gimel Midos. So you have to take the stand. Are those things you learn in the Gimel Midos basically drabonim? Okay. And then they're out because of the first Sheresh, as it says over here. Or they're really deraisa, and you need another explanation that knocked about, and that's what Sheresh is about. But, you know, okay, we'll see more about this, but that's L'chaira, that also becomes a little confusing. Okay? So that is the broad overview of what's going on over here. But the main thing over here is the Rambam saying a new pshat. The Rambam has a new shtickle tailor here that you have to think about every time you say a bracha, okay? When I say bracha, Asher Kirishan v'mitzvisav v'tzivonu al mikro megillah, okay? Am I just telling us, saying there was a takhonat rabbonim? Or am I saying that there was a specific tzivui? There's a tzivui to do mikro megillah. And that's how I'm making the bracha on. So the chayra looking at the bracha, it's the latter. Okay? So he says, let's just get just the broad overview before we get started. So he says, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha wasn't about in the shape v'shal the Talmud, right? The Talmud's question wasn't about Hashem Kiddushin v'mitzvah. The question of the Gemara was Heifan Sivonu. And the Gemara is focusing on the word Sivanu. And that Sivanu is, that's where he goes out of his way. He mentioned Mikra Megillah and Lahazik Ne'er, correct? Because it means that it's a specifically Sosor on Mikra Megillah, and it's a Mikra Megillah thing, because that's Sivu and Mikra Megillah. So because of that, and that shot in the Gemara, one can come to conclusion that Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah are separate mitzvahs. That's the thrust of the Rambam's argument for the Bahag. So that's a brilliant argument. What he wants in the middle is the more the general leisos, because everything is a leisosu, okay? But, you know, whether you should make a mitzvah or not because of that, that's not clear. And that's really not really what he was arguing about before. And I don't know why he gets himself involved in that. And he comes back to this at the end. That L'chaira is the broad overview. But I think now, at least... No, see, I want to... you know, I think the best thing in learning is to be grounded to make sure you understand the words, understand what's going on. And I think it's clear now that's what he wants to do. But it's an amazing... It's a brilliant observation. Because the Gemara's kasha is heichan tzivanu. Rambam says, "What are you talking about heichan tzivanu? There was the tzivu l'shmol d'ibur chachamim, but how can you say with tzivanu l'kol amikol megillah or l'gemara as a halal? How can you say such a thing?" So Muslims zogim that's the Bahag concludes. Beseder, that's pshat, correct?
We have the right gesture, so we don't have the words here.
Okay, good. Okay, see, that's, you know.
No chance of it.
Okay. Okay, we save it. Okay, but you got it now, okay? But it's... Okay, good. So, you have a chance, sorry, okay? Not a chance, but, you know, but after you... This is pshat, correct?
In the words, you
can
explain
the svar,
but the pshat's there, yeah.
Because I'm not, you know, is that L'chaira is what he's saying. But it's a brilliant, I just want to point out, you see, it makes it more confusing because to have an argument in the middle about all mitzvahs being included, L'chaira is completely out of context over here. And it's a brilliant, a priori, that's what I thought. You know, once I worked on this again and again, it became clear to me that it was a brilliant observation of the Gemara that the Gemara is Heichan Tzivanu. And I'm sure all of us have been saying brachas for years and years, and never thought about this, but it's particular bracha for each individual thing, which is a major, major thing. Correct? Are we okay? This mamash, now we can start this year. Okay? Okay, we say that? Now, the first question is, the Rambam, you see, the truth is, what happened over here, see, he does a very interesting thing, okay? He quotes Lusoso, okay? And then in the middle, he says, Vu omroi api atera. Okay? And he quotes the asein loisaseh. It doesn't tell you where this is coming from. Like he came in the middle of nowhere, okay? You see, there are two problems over here. See, one thing is the Rambam is being very honest, okay? But it's just, I don't know how to say it, it's very uncharacteristic, not being honest, okay? Because if one does a study, one does a study of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the way he quotes things as Rayis, if the Sifri or Sifra talking about something, or there's a Talmud that mentions something, the Rambam will always opt to quote the Sifri and the Sifra, not the Talmud. Which is, okay? And I think the answer to this is, okay, because the Sifri and the Sifra represents Kil the Pirush and Makubo, and that's Kil the Maseir and Pshat and Pasuk. The Gemara might be Darshan the Pasuk, but it's not a Raya that is Tutus HaMikra. To say it could be. Okay. Here, he quotes the Talmud. Okay. And he... The Sifri, I'll read to you the Sifri. He doesn't say the name of the Sifri. He just quotes Kilu that that's what it is. It's a little strange. So you could say that, well, that wasn't his Kavanah. Maybe that's really the answer, that he wasn't interested in quoting the Talmud or the Sifri, but what he really wanted to do was quote the Talmud that you can medayik for the word Vitzivanu. And he wasn't interested b'chal in anything. This is the Talmud only that the word v'tzivonu is a very important word, and there's a d'raisa d'ke inyan in the word v'tzivonu. That's what I would have said. Okay? The Sifri is in Shoftim. Al piatei rashe yorucho v'al al divrei terech hayov misa v'en chayov misa al divrei seifrim, so it goes on both. It's very clear. It's not clearer than that. And the Rambam learns in general when it says mitzvah is loisa. Oh, don't the Baal and Beser are telling him that it's a mitzvah. So also Tanchuma. Lo yom odmein im kein mitzvah zekenim, chol v'in im in atera, omo lem ha-kodesh bo'ocho, bonai, ein atem ha-shoyim lo im ha-kein, el ko ma she-goizim aleichem, ti yu mekaimim, shnev yosif ha-pi atera she-yerucha. And Ram Hilchos Mamim, that's what he really is referring to, he's like the Nusach Hilchos Mamim, in Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, v'echad dvorim shalom v'piyash v'daitom, Biachas men amidus are telling the dreshes boyen. V'nira b'neim shdova kachol. V'echad vorm shosum siog la tera. Ufim ma shashot suichas. Hein hagizeyreis. Va'atakonois. Va'minhogreis.
Okay. Echod v'echod me'elu ha'shloish dvorim mitzvah saseh lishmoye lohen v'oivar echod mehen oivar v'loish saseh oivar apetur she'ad guko eila takonis v'adzeris ha'minhogis she'o l'cho l'rabim k'rechazek ados l'sakin oilom v'almishma she'o l'cho eil dvorim she'omdu min ha'din v'achas ha'se mirish ha'toy d'dresh v'kol dova she'agim l'cho zu kabola she'kibli she'piyish. Okay, and he assumes the assay goes in everything also. Loisa goes in everything also. Okay, so you gain something from this a little bit because he basically is very clear that the inyan of the rabbonon of takonis and gzeris and minhagos is siogratel. So once you say that, it's nothing new. They really shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Now, the Ram does an amazing thing. Okay, this one, you know, we'll see what we'll get through, we won't get through, but the overview we have. Okay, if you be writing Hilchos Brachos, and you be writing, what is the source of a tzivano in a bracha? What would you quote? What?
Yes, sir. Your Torah.
Why would you do that? The Gemara quotes the Lav, the Lo Yisasu. Okay. So the Rambam does that. He quotes the Asay. The question is, where does it come from? In Perik Yud Aleph Milchus Brachos Halacha Gimel. וכן כל המצווה שאין מדברי סופן, בין מצווה שהיא חויבה בדברי נגוי מיקו מגילו ולא כזני חנקה, ולא כזני שבת, ולא כזני חנקה, בין מצווה שאין חויבה, כגוי אין אירו ונטיל את ידיים, מבורך על הכל, כל נשיוסן, השקל של מצוון בצבעונו. לעשייס. So it is true that it's between Erev, Derech Agav, and it seems to die in front of the gloom, one's chayv and one's not. But since in mitzvah d'oraisa we don't differentiate the two, the Ram assumes the whole portion that we shouldn't differentiate the two in mitzvah d'rabbonim. Ve'echan tzivono b'teira, shekosu bo asheyomu l'cho ta'ase. Nim se'inyin advorim v'atzoz n'kachu, asheh k'lishan b'mitzvah yisov, shetzivo, Bohem lishmoya me'elu shetzivonu lahadlik. Ne'chanika. Now he did something. Listen what he did. Okay, good. He's doing something very important. And I want to tell you, you'll see what he did. Nim se'inyan advorim. So let's not focus now at the moment where it's an asay loisus. But he did something over here, and he talks a lot, okay? Nimsa inyan hadvorim v'atso on kachu asher kirishanu b'mitzvoisov shetzivo bohen lishmoya me'elu shetzivonu asher kirishanu b'mitzvoisov is an expression about loisaso that we are mechuyev to listen to them. Or kol shegidu me'ele shetzivonu lahadlik ne'er shel chanukah or likos megillah. So what he's doing is, and we'll see, but he's deflecting the deraisa from the mitzvahs. You see, the bahag he's learning, I think what he's doing is that the tzivonu is a loisaso. And Mimela, oh, I thought, you see, something's going on over here. And he does a double way, he changes it around. And we'll see more about this, okay? In the interesting Lashon. Nimsa inyan advorim v'atzon kachu asher kirishanu b'mitzvoisov shetzivo bohen lishmoya me'elu
Shetzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Me'elu shetzivanu. It's like you're assuming it's elliptical brachas on elliptical construction.
How's he reading?
Asher kirishar mitzvoysav.
That's
Lotasov. That's Lotasov. Asher kirishar mitzvoysav. Shetzivo. And what is, there's like a elliptical sentence left out. You see, Shetzivonu lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah of the Drabonon. But a sheik is shown mitzvah, and in the mixes, there's a loisosa which tells to listen to Eru Shetzivonu mitzivonu. It's like a chassid, excuse me, it's almost like a chassid pshat in the bracha. I'm not trying, I'm just saying, they're more creative, okay? Okay? I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about MS, not, yeah, it's more creative.
The Kiddushan is the end of Losasar, and the Tzivon is already a different thing.
Me'elu Shetzivon. Shetzivo bohen. Lishmoya me'elu shetzivonu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Okay. This will be very important, okay? But you see what he did? What? You want to see this? Let's see. Asher kirishanu b'mitzvoysav. And there's an elliptical thing left out over here. Shetzivu bohen lishmoy me'elu. Vitzivonu is not vitzivonu. Becomes shetzivonu. Elu shetzivonu. Lishmoy me'elu shetzivonu. And they, the Chachma and Meseiru, were mitzava us to light near Chanukah. Because we have a mitzvah to listen to them, and they were mitzava us to do Chanukah. But not there was direct tzivui on Anlokas near Chanukah. And this is crucial. Because if you learn there's direct tzivui, like he's presented in the Gemara, that's the Bahag. Now you understand, if you put this argument against this argument, the whole thing becomes clear. You don't understand. When you look at this, you don't understand what he wants. Okay? And when you look at this, you think you understand. And say, from it, you think you understand what he wants. But I think now it's very clear. So it's mamash a brilliant thing. He has deflected the Bahag in Mishneh Torah with a few words and with a pshat which is not clearly pshuto shel of the bracha. Okay, now we can go on.
He can please that the pashuk shows like the Bahag.
That's what he says. Mashiach shilom. That's what's machshil them.
Because it's really good pshat.
Yeah, l'chayu. I want to talk more about what this means, okay? Okay? So far we're so good. But it's mamish like, a zigzag from Kerry, right? Now, I'm not sure, to be frank with you, okay? You see, in Rambam itself, how he mentions the Kol Sheirucha is not so bad, okay? It's not so bad, okay? It's yes and no, okay? It's not so bad in the sense that the Hamid Sheila already says that if you're making a Bracha Tzivonu, you have to talk about a mitzaseh, not a loisaseh, okay? On the other hand, once you introduce the shtickel tailor, the way he's learning the bracha, Asher kirishon mitzvosav, shetzivu behem lishmoy me'elu, shetzivonu, I'm not sure
since that's not the direct machayev mitzvah, well, it's very important to make it into the aseh as opposed to the lois aseh.
It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. See, I could understand. See, well, it's like a double whammy. Because if you would have learned the pshuta shel, the poshut pshat, you can understand why the Rambam changed. Because really both of them apply. And the Gemara mentions one of them. But really the reason why, it's just hechet hechet tzivonu. But what is the emes of pshat in the brocha? What tziva are we talking about? We're talking about, what's the end? The pasuk ends in lo yisaso, but it means the whole pasuk, including the end. Whatever you want, okay? But once you change the interpretation, the text of the bracha, it becomes very confusing. Why does the Rambam find it necessary to make this change? Okay?
Bracha d'oraisa, l'shma kol shofar. You don't have that elliptic code.
I understand that. Right.
You're latched into the nusach of the tzibana.
Yeah, but if I were you, I would have flipped the question, okay? Because it comes out an amazing thing, because the same nusach habrocha is learned for derises as not an elliptical construction, and it's a direct tzibui on it, and for mitzvah drabonon, it's elliptical construction. That's what I would have asked. Okay? That's what I would have done.
No, I'm just trying to say, why would go with Naseh rather than the Losa, when the Losa said? Because Tzivonu sounds like more of an Naseh, which is the way it is for Mitzvah D'oraisa.
Yeah, but that's only...
Losa is the easy road.
I understand, but that's only if you're interpreting the Nusach HaBrocha the same way, basically. Right. Okay, now, okay, this is interesting, okay, now. Another interesting thing over here, if you happen to peruse through the Sefer Halachos Gedolos and see how he mentions Minyan, how he does Minyan Mitzvahs, he doesn't have an assay of Kechol Hashirucha in his Minyan. He only has a Lav of Loisoso. Okay? So, one could suggest that the Rambam wanted to make the argument in a way, and he quotes the Talmud, he wanted to make the argument in a way that would be good according to the Bag himself, and just as honest afterwards, it mentions that there's a, it doesn't even mention the free, or, you know, the Lutzes is free, and Shalom Yisrael. The Bahag is like this. The Bahag starts. Ksiv kitoim dedecha miyoyim. Rabbi Hanina berei de Rabbi Ada mishum Rabbi Tanchum ba'achia chavivin divrei seifrim v'chamurim b'divrei nevuah. Moshe LeMelech sheSholach shnei plumantrin al echem mehem kosav im eno mare lechochom chisim sheli v'simantrin sheli al taminu loy v'al echem mehem kosav apa pishelei hera lochem chisim sheli v'simantrin sheli heminu loy. Okay. Kach divrei nevuah ksiv ki yochem bekir b'cho novi oi chulim chaloim v'nosan elecho ois imoifes b'divrei seifrim. So a novi requires, you know, to prove himself. B'divrei seifrim al pi atir ha-sheirucho tocho ein ksiv kan el ha-sheirucho v'al mishpat ha-sheyom ulocho ein ksiv kan el ha-sheyom ulocho. She im yom locha al yamin shel smol bar smol shel yamin shma lahem b'chol shekein kishe yom locha al yamin shel yamin bar smol smol bar tmei shi tmei bar tmei shi teira. And he only quotes, in the labim v'sosu, but in the aseh he quotes kiilu it's chavivus, And there's no Asay Bukhar of the Chol HaSheiruch in Ba'ag. So you could have imagined that that's what he's out to do. But anyway, it's a little strange because the rest of the discussion is Sifri, in quoting the Asay Lusser, you know, a little strange, okay? Now, L'cheira, what the Rambam wanted to say, I would say, there's a chiddush here, and he takes the Rav Chaim, that the Mechonin quotes, and the Kuntzes Divrei Seferim, a few steps further. If you recall, Rav Chaim says that every drabonon and isabir is a chalus isabir dechaisa. And that's why the anisha, or whose bow, if the bow was bar al shul bar biasur miyomov, if the bow was bar biasur miyomov, so then the mayim not breaking. It's only kedushim tayir from the bow. Okay, so if he was boila usasa beis chamov, it's also not breaking. I dach boila usasa beis chamov is rabbonon. So Rav Chaim says, you see from that, and the Ram calls the Seita. The Ram and the Seita calls Baras. Rav Chaim says, you see, it's a Chalashim Medrash. Okay? So all I would tell you over here, and that, this Rav Chaim's vault, you don't need Rav Chaim for it, really. Because such state the Rambam. Because the Ram says, if you look through, I don't know if I should talk about this more now or a different time, but if you look in the Rambam has in Zokhi Mamre indeed the Gemara is only on the Gemara is only on Dorish's Doine Kores v'Shigos Echatos. There has to be a Hoyroa such a thing, okay? So, but the Rambam says that even the Rabbonons of the Dovrish is Doine Keres and the Chata and Chiv Chatos is also Zokhi Mamre. Okay? But if you look at the Ram has, if the topic of the Rabbonon, you have two things. The topic is a topic of Doine Keres or the Bali Dei Zohar Keres. And if you look closely at the Rambams in Perek Dalev, it was Mamrim. Halacha Aleph, the impression you get that Chometz and Arba Osa, which is a problem, Kilu, on something which negates the Raisa of Chometz, okay, I don't know why Chometz Arba Osa, very strange thing, okay, because he said, Nos Nafmin Kedusha, okay, he puts it in Zdovo that it's an issue of Zdone Torahs and Shkoshol Chatos. So you see from this Rambam very clearly that the Rabbonim are Chal Hashem the devices. That Mechir is a very clear raya. Because he quotes the issue of Chometz, the Rabbonim Be'er Pesach, before he even mentions the two types of Vinyonim. Dover Sheboli De Kores, the topic is Kores. The Chir you would assume this is certainly a topic of Kores, otherwise you have to mention this afterwards. Okay, that's my proof. Okay. So now, the Chir, but that's not negate us here. The Chir, the Rambam, the Raya over here in the Rambam is he Mamishu Machadish Nushtikal Tera. That the Bahag learned that true the Rabbonim might be Chalashim with the Raisa. Okay? Whether it should be a separate mitzvah or not, that he discusses the, you know, the issue in the middle over here, this confusing part. But since there's a Nusach HaBrocha and it says V'tzivonu, it means when Chazal give us a commandment on Mikra Megillah, what we do and we make a bracha, v'tzivonu amikra Megillah,
Oto to the mikum megillah zechal shem medraisa.
Okay.
And that, I would say a priori, the Rambam has to buy into that. That's why I'm a little bit confused why it changes over here. Why did he have to buy into that? Because if you recall, I think it was last week, we went through the whole discussion of the Rambam HaKadoma to Mishneh Torah. And we said the Rambam has, after the 613 mitzvahs, he mentions, and the Rabbanan were machadish mitzvah the Rabbanan. And he apologized for them. Did I talk about this? And he said that you shouldn't say there's a leisasu, I'm the Baal Taisif, you shouldn't say there's a Baal Taisif. Right? But no! The Rabbanan had an inyan to make this mitzvah, and it's not a Baal Taisif. And he quotes Megillah as an example, and he says, and it's a mitzvah of Zokun Shuv. Okay, the same. Oh, very nice. So the question I ask you something. If a mitzvah de Rabbono wouldn't be a Halashem b'fnei atzma mideraisa, and the Rabbonim were doing that, could you imagine about Taisif? Or the fact that Rambam is having polemics about Taisif, that itself indicative that there's a separate Halashem deraisa of Mikra Megillah, and a separate Halashem deraisa, and that's the about Taisif. And then Machadish Mitzvah. Okay. If that's correct, then it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. We don't know where we are. It's just, I'm so confused that I'm almost, I'm in a drunken stupor. Because I started out, okay, but it's not like, you know, it's not like these malachas of wanting Lewis and next. Look, I think everything makes sense, I think, I hope. But we started saying that the Rambam learns the Bahag, the Bitzivonu is direct, and is Nuch HaLashem HaDeraisa, and that's why it counts in mitzvahs, okay? A minyan, okay? So the Rambam doesn't argue in Sefer mitzvahs about this approach. He just says if you count that, you should count other things. He's inconsistent, correct?
Which is not a strong title, by the way.
Okay, good. Besaid, yes, Besaid, I'm not getting mother. Okay. You would have said the Mishneh Torah, he wasn't impressed by this argument, and therefore he said that that's not the pshat in the bracha. And the bracha is Ashek Lishon Mitzvahsav, Vitzivonu Lishmoya Le'elu Shetzivonu. Okay? Correct? But then I ask you, is it a Chalashem Adaraisa? No, I would say Mecha Teife. The Rabbanim Mitzavlas to do this. There's nothing in the bracha that tells the Chalashem Adaraisa. And the Chalashem Adaraisa is trying to do. So if that's the case, why is he working so hard in Akdoma to explain that there's no Baal Taisif over here? Because the Rabbanim never says they need the Raisa over here. They just told us to do something. So which way do you go? Okay? I'm sorry to confuse you. But I think it's a reasonable question, though. I'm not trying to confuse it. But I think I thought, maybe I'm wrong, unless you tell me I'm wrong. I thought logically you can only imagine about Taisif, and there should be a problem, you have to apologize about Taisif. And you need a separate shvur al Sinai to tell you that you should have a day muchletes that the rabbanon are not violating Baal Taisif when they say etakono derech mitzvah mikum megillah. That really is a mitzvah, because if it's just the takono derech mitzvah, see, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something like this, okay? Is there a difference in the leisasa mideraisa of Mikra Megillah or
of not walking out on not doing of climbing a tree on Shabbos? It's all loisoso. Okay, it's all loisoso. Okay, so I told you no. That the loisoso is the halashem. The same Rav Chaim says in the loisoso in the Shavuos that it's a melacha medrabanan or there's an isapir the raisa that's halashem whatever it is. So it's a halashem mikum megillah mid raisa. Okay. So if you do that, you don't have to have this whole long-winded explanation of what's the bracha. Okay, it's a kasha. Correct? What's that? It's a good kasha, right? You know, such a kasha you can end with no way to call again. No, because the yeshivas you have to answer all the kashas. Fuck you. It's a good kasha. Okay. Okay. Now,
do you write that down before you wrote this?
Okay, you could make a case, okay. I'm going to do something now which is going to make you, you could if you wanted to. But I don't know if you should, okay. You see, anyone who would ask you, you see, you have to understand, there's a very strange thing going on over here. Sefer Mitzvahs is really Hagdomo to Mishneh Torah. Because the Ram says, I can't write Mishneh Torah unless I know what the mitzvahs are, because that's what Mishneh Torah is based on. Okay? And he writes this in the Psicha. And say, if I'm mitzvah, if you read it, I get group trade, like, read the Psicha. Before the Shoah, okay? Okay, good. But say that. Now! Okay. Then he wrote a Minyan HaKotzer. He wrote Akdomo, and after Akdomo, he wrote a Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? And then he did a little bit more, and then he starts writing Mishneh Torah. Okay? Now, there's a very odd thing going on which defies explanation. Okay? And that is the rule of thumb. When there's a stira between Sefer Mitzvahs and Mishneh Torah, overwhelmingly, almost every single case, the Minyan HaKotzer goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? So one, if they wanted to do this, I'm not telling you this, otherwise, if you wanted to crawl out of this question, okay, you could say that the same way the Minyan HaKotzer goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay. So, the few lines you write after Minyan HaKotzer, why can't they also go with Sefer Mitzvahs? So maybe the apology that he has about Mikra Megillah at the beginning of Mishneh Torah is only the approach that he's going with Sefer Mitzvahs, that he's not ready to deny the Bahag, the basis of the Bahag's argument, and he accepts the word Betzivonu means that it's a direct Tzivui and a separate Chalashem and Raisa and Shalom Yisrael. And for some reason in Mishneh Torah he thinks when he's writing Mishneh Torah that maybe this is all wrong and maybe you should change the lines and redefine what a bracha is all about on the rabbon. You could do that, okay? I'm not sure you should, but you could if you wanted to. Okay, how we go? We still have some more.
8:13.
Okay. Let me say something short because I want to go on to something. I don't know if I did all whatever it is. I don't know. I'm sure how much I did here, didn't do whatever it is. I'll look back and see. Here. I just want to tell you something. And I want to tell you something amazing, okay? If you accept this thesis, that for brachas you need the chol hashirucha. There may be, I'm going to tell you, it's a bit short. If you want to talk about mobile next week, you let me know. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim talks about Sanhedrin and Godel, okay? And he says Sanhedrin Yishalayim, and he says the Amud Eiro and the Amud of Torah Shabbat Peh, okay? And he says there's an Aseh and a Lois Aseh and everything they say, and that's what's going on here, okay? In the Hakdomo, when he talks about the Matiki Ashmur in the Bezdin of Avinu of Ashi, he only mentions the Lav Lisosa. He doesn't mention Kol Shiruko. And the amazing thing, if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, when he talks in the Lav, he doesn't mention Bezdin Agol, he mentions Matiki Ashmur. That's in Kapos translation, about Kabbalah, the other translation. And when he talks in the Lav of the Asev of Kohol Shirucha, he mentions Bezdin Agol. Okay? So if that's the case, I just want to tell you, it could be you can't imagine a bigger Samitzvah after the Bezdin left Yerushalayim to Yavne. Because you need Bezdin HaGodol Shel Yerushalayim for Kol HaShirucho, and the Birchas HaMitzvah required Kol HaShirucho. And Ravina of Ashi didn't have that. Ravina of Ashi only had Loisos. Okay? So we always talk. If you want to, you know, that was, you know, like the tail end of this year. I didn't want to lose this. This is an amazing insight. See, we always talk about brachas after Chesimus HaTalmud, for Chesimus HaTalmud. The Rambam's discussion about brachas about Ezra HaSefer. And it was brachas, the Bezdin Anshiknes Tagdela, and then sometimes, and the whole din of Eim Mishanim Nusach Shemad Beish Tavracham is only in the brachas of Ezra HaSefer. That's why I thought the Rambam held there was no problem of changing the bracha of Beitar, and I tell you my mate to make it longer because it was later brach anyway, so it didn't have that, you know, whatever. Okay? I don't know anything, okay? But we talk about adding brachas, when you can add, when you can't. But you can't add a Birchas HaMitzvah after the... you can't add a Birchas HaMitzvah. You can't add a bracha on a mitzvah which was in the Schadish after in early in Yavne. To say that? I think that's enough. I don't know if I can go back on this. If you want, I can explain this much more about Richas, but that's the Ha'olah. Okay, to say that?